Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Alexander Kolodekere, who is the Chief Commercial Officer with Desso. Good to have you with us. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much from a very sunny Holland. Good. Hope the same with you.
Yes, it's actually raining in Chattanooga, but good day here.
So it's carpet weather. That's good.
That's right. I wanted to talk to you about some international news, one that we really tuned into, and we'll get to that in a minute. But just to set the stage for our listeners, tell us real quickly a little bit about Desso.
Desso, we're a group existing over 80 years with a very strong European base. We are active in different segments, commercial office, education, healthcare, residential, where we made an acquisition last year, 2010, where we bought Enia, the former Forbo Carpets, mm-hmm. with residential brands in most countries of Europe, strong base, Germany, France, Benelux, Switzerland. By the commercial part, we're actually active in 110 countries worldwide. And then we have a business in the aero industry, where we have some nice innovations. Woven products, where we have a strong business in the U.S. for over 20 years. We're doing actually now the Waldorf Astoria, your beautiful hotel in New York.
Okay.
And we are the leader actually in the cruising industry. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the sports business, artificial grass, for instance, Denver Broncos in the U.S. or Philadelphia Eagles. And we have a hybrid product, combination of real grass with artificial grass, which has been used for the first time at the Soccer World Cup in South Africa, which we recently did Wembley and Arsenal, Liverpool and Real Madrid, and many of the top soccer clubs in Europe use our pitch.
Okay. Now, when in interior surfaces, are you all soft or do you also have some hard surface products?
No, we are a strong believer of the best there is, and that's carpets.
Okay. Are you the largest producer of carpets in Europe?
We are leading in many markets. I dare to say that in many markets in continental Europe, we are the market leader, yes.
Okay, great. All right, so you actually work together with an organization called TNO Innovation for Life. Just put them on the idea of doing some research around the effects of carpet and particulates in the air. There's been research done in this country that the Carpet and Rug Institute talks about.
Yep.
Why don't you give us a quick review of what they found?
Basically, there was a research done in 2005 mm-hmm. by the German Asthma and Allergy Association, the DAAP, which is a very renowned institute in Germany, and a huge market, as you know. And they did a in-home research with a research institute called the GUI, which is linked to the TUV, the TUV. And that's also linked to the Dutch independent, formerly government-owned research institute, TNO. So the independent research agents. Anyway, the German Asthma and Allergy Association in 2005 did a research geared towards interiors. Mm-hmm. And they found out that people with asthma and allergy should go for a carpet and not for a hard surface in their homes to avoid allergic reactions. And why was that? Because fine dust, and fine dust can be defined as dust particles with a particle size smaller than 10 micron or 2.5 micron, to give you an idea, 1,000 micron is a millimeter. Mm-hmm. And they found out that with carpets, you have 2 times less fine dust in the air at the so-called breathing zone, 80 to 110 centimeters above the ground. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you reduce the risk by 2 of inhaling bacteria, viruses, but also molds, allergens, etc. Now, based on that research, we developed and launched in summer 2010 after a good 2.5 years of R&D and testing, the Desso AirMaster. And that we then also supported with an American 7 times awarded NBA player, Alonzo Mourning, mm-hmm. Who is an asthma patient, by the way. And it's doing fantastically and far above our expectations. And then we said, okay, because we had contacts with the Dutch Asthma Association, the German Asthma Association, the British Asthma Association. So we then asked them to validate our researches again and also talk to many of the opinion leaders, which are doctors, healthcare organizations, professors from various universities. And basically, the conclusions of the report to confirm what we have all along been saying, that carpets in general reduce fine dust particles dramatically compared to hard flooring. And what you now see is that in the education channel, people shift away from hard flooring, which is more the norm in Europe, I dare to say, apart from Britain, towards carpets. And then there's more benefits on carpets like acoustics or total cost of ownership, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't know what it's like in your country when you get to the whole asthma and allergy doctors and their recommendations, but in this country, most of those doctors still believe that carpet is not good for you, and many of them recommend that you remove carpet if you're inflected with this situation.
So I think it was the same situation here. We started explaining people, I mean, look at the facts. Don't look at perceptions. I mean, normally we inhale every couple of seconds, and we don't lick our floors. Now, carpets have the opportunity and the possibility to collect the dust and certainly the fine dust, whilst if you have a hard surface, it can go nowhere. So as soon as you have air circulation by people moving around, you get it airborne and you breathe it in. And obviously, what was very good is what we did here is talk to the opinion leaders, professors, healthcare organizations, and so forth, do all the testing with them, and we show them our test results and our methodology. And that convinced them to say, yeah, okay, we were like what you apparently have in the U.S. on the wrong leg here. And the Dutch Asthma Association, for instance, has now changed their position, moving away from taking carpets out. Neutral. Germany is promoting carpets. Germany, obviously, Europe is far more important and much bigger market. And the only way the Dutch Asthma Association hasn't moved all the way yet is they say, we're a bit afraid of what we have advised people in the past and getting claims.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted, to get the word out here in this country that the message that the Carpet and Rug Institute's been given here is valid worldwide, and that is that carpet is actually the best surface for lower air particulates.
This is all being proved now. It's not stories. And yeah, I mean, you would perhaps think a hard floor is very hygienic, but if you don't clean it twice daily, it's a very risky territory compared to a carpet. And that's been proven in this TNO report and also by the German Asthma Association in 2005. You should do research together with the opinion leaders so that they get convinced of the facts. And that's what we've done with TNO, and we've spoken to many of the leading figures in Europe. And so it's got authority, and that's perhaps what you could do in the U.S.
Okay, well, this is good. Again, we've been talking to Alexander Colette Descarret, who is the chief commercial officer at DESO, about this recent study at TNO Innovation for Life, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.